Welcome to Israel 18 News at 2 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Today, the weather across Israel is quite pleasant. Tel Aviv enjoys a warm afternoon, while Jerusalem is slightly cooler, with a gentle breeze. In Haifa, the skies are clear, making it a perfect day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, from Ynet, Justin, Israel struggles to read Trump as White House is optimistic, stating a war deal is near. Also, according to the Times of Israel, earlier this hour, Trump claims great progress in Iran talks and pauses U.S. naval escorts in Hormuz. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post reports that the U.S. and Iran are nearing a one-page deal to end the war. Separately, JNS reports that earlier today, Netanyahu condemned an Iranian attack on the UAE during a call with Sheikh bin Zayed. And finally, I-24 News noted that in earlier reporting, Trump paused the U.S. operation guiding ships through Hormuz, citing great progress with Iran. Reaction has been swift on social media. Al Arabiya English noted just minutes ago that an Israeli army helicopter fired into southern Lebanon as hostilities with Hezbollah continue. I-24N, EUS stated 31 minutes ago that the IDF has begun striking Hezbollah infrastructure sites in several areas in Lebanon. Ynet Global reported 38 minutes ago that Israel seeks clarity from the U.S. as Trump signals no intent to renew fighting despite Iranian attacks. Let's go deeper. Starting with the complex diplomatic landscape, Ynet reports that Israel is struggling to interpret President Trump's intentions as the White House signals optimism about a potential deal. This uncertainty leaves Israeli officials on edge, waiting for a decisive stance from the U.S. The implications for regional stability remain critical. Turning to the Times of Israel's update, President Trump claims significant progress in negotiations with Iran. The U.S. has paused naval escorts in the Strait of Hormuz as a gesture towards a comprehensive agreement. This move could ease tensions, but raises questions about long-term security in the region. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post highlights a potential one-page agreement between the U.S. and Iran. Both nations may lift blockades of the Strait of Hormuz, with the U.S. considering removing sanctions. This agreement could mark a major shift in U.S.-Iran relations and impact global oil markets. Netanyahu's condemnation of the Iranian attack on the UAE, as reported by JNS, underscores the continued volatility in the Gulf. His discussions with Sheikh bin Zayed reflect efforts to strengthen alliances against common threats. This dialogue is vital for maintaining regional partnerships. Lastly, I-24 News reports on Trump's decision to pause U.S. operations in Hormuz. This move is part of ongoing negotiations with Iran, signaling possible progress towards de-escalation. The outcome of these talks could reshape diplomatic ties and influence regional power dynamics. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reports that the crowdfunding for David Cornillo is nearing its goal after increased donations following a media appeal. This highlights the power of community support in funding initiatives. Separately, CTEC covers April's ambition to democratize the service of tax optimization. Daniel Marcuse, co-founder and CPTO, shared insights at Calcalist's event in Tel Aviv, reflecting innovation in financial services. And finally, Maariv Business notes the dollar's dramatic drop to 2.92 shekels, a 30-year low. This follows President Trump's announcement to halt operations in the Strait of Hormuz, affecting currency markets significantly. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 3 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.